evangelical churches in Lebanon are mostly in Beirut, and they spread as far as Tripoli in the north, Saida and Nabatiyi and Marjayoun in the south. There are several evangelical churches. The main denomination is Presbyterian, and then you have the Congregational, and then you have the other, the Anglican Church, and then you have other churches such as the Baptist and the Church of God and so on. So these churches are spread all over Lebanon, and they all are under the umbrella of what is called the Evangelical Supreme Council of Syria and Lebanon, because this council is the umbrella council for the Protestant Church in Syria and in Lebanon as well. Of course, we don't have, you know, exactly the number of how many people we have in these churches. Our churches have suffered in the past because of the war in the South Lebanon. So most of the people in these churches have either came to Beirut or Sidon, or they have immigrated. Therefore, the majority are in Beirut. The evangelical churches are famous for their universities, schools, hospitals, and educational institutions.
Can I ask you also about the relationship between the Protestant community there in Lebanon and the Catholic Church? How much room do you think there is for improvement in this relationship?
The relationship between the Protestant community and the Catholic churches, it has become very good. It started from the 90s when the Catholic churches joined the Middle East Council of Churches. And when the Catholic churches became the fourth family of the council, their relationship was strengthened, and there are many joint events between some of the Protestant churches and the Catholic churches. And I could say that they have very wonderful relationship, and this is very clear in most of the areas where both churches exist. For example, last week I attended a wedding where in an evangelical church for a Catholic family, and the Catholic priest did the wedding, and he was joined with two other Protestant pastors, and it went so well. So there is very good cooperation. They do usually in the week of prayer for Christian unity get together and have prayer together and have even social events celebrating that week.
So relations are good, you're saying, on the local level. How do the political tensions in Lebanon affect this relationship, affect the search for Christian unity?
Definitely the political situation in Lebanon is unstable, and it is very tense, because even now within the Catholic family itself, you have a friction in politics between those who are along with 14th of March and those who are with 8th of March. So that, you know, you cannot speak about the effect of that on the Protestant community. It has its effects even on the Catholic family and on the other churches as well. So you have already at least two or three groups that differ politically one from each other. And definitely this affects the relationship between the Christian denominations. They are not one as far as politics is concerned, and somehow they differ in that from the Muslim community. While you find the Muslim Sunni community is almost one, and the Shia community is almost one, and the Druze community is almost one when it comes to politics, with very little difference, you know. You come to the Christian one, and you see we are more divided. And I think this is what has affected Lebanon from the time of the 1975 war up till now. But now it is more clear. There is this fragile relationship between members of the Christian community due to political tensions and who is siding with who. And that's very unfortunate.
In this very complex picture that you're describing, what effect do you think Pope Benedict's visit can have on the Christian community there?
Look, I think already we have had the new Maronite Patriarch, Patrick Bshara Rai, who has launched an initiative to bring the politicians together. But no doubt that the visit of His Holiness Pope Benedict will make a great impact if he can bring the Christian political leadership together so that they are thinking more of what is good for the Christians in Lebanon and for the Christians in the region more than they are thinking of their own political interests. Up till now, we don't see that they are together. And unfortunately, what was done by the Maronite Patriarchate, it didn't yield good results, positive ones, that we can say it is bringing the Christian community politically together. Therefore, I would say that, if you allow me to say that, that Pope Benedict has a unique in bringing these political leadership together and making them think and reflect on what is good at these critical times we are passed through in the Middle East. I mean, look at what's happening in Egypt. Look at what's happening in Yemen and in Syria and so on. It is time for them to have solidarity with each other because the future of the Christians is at stake. We are not sure whether there will be Christians in this region or not. We are more or less, you know, on the way that the Iraqi Christians have been going through in the past few years, where you witness now the mass immigration of the Iraqi Christians. We were almost 1,200,000. Now we are not more than maybe 400,000 or 500,000. And the same will be true for Syria if it continues. Same will be true for Lebanon as well. Therefore, what's really important that the churches join hands together for Christian unity on one side, and the same is true politically. And I think Pope Benedict has another unique role because this is the first time he comes to Lebanon. And we knew that there has been some problems with the Islam and Muslims. There will be definitely a warm welcome for His Holiness by the Muslim community. But I think what is important is not only the nice, wonderful meeting, but that such encounters take place between His Holiness, the Holy Father, and the Muslim religious leaders who are active on the grassroots level to clarify some of the issues that have made many people, you know, have problems concerning what has happened and have true reconciliation. And this visit, whether for the Christians or for the Muslims, it should strengthen the bonds between Christianity and Islam or between Christians and Muslims, should bring together more and better understanding among each other. It should bring the issue of equal citizenship, whether in Lebanon or in Syria or in Egypt or wherever in the Arab world. And it should stress the fact of a mutual respect among religions. These are things that we are looking forward that the visit of the Holy Father will give strength to and have its impact on the people more than anything else.
You follow this dialogue obviously very closely as General Secretary of the Arab Group for Dialogue there in Lebanon.
Yes.
Can you tell us about some of the difficulties, some of the challenges that you're mentioning there, and also what efforts are being made there at the local level to overcome these difficulties?
You know, these difficulties have raised a lot of religious tension. It is easy to do that. It's very difficult to correct that. And that's why, for example, you know, we in the Arab group have tried to bring together groups to reconcile with what happened and to have a better understanding. And there were several encounters, by the way. There were several lectures, meetings, and so on. And I think that the Vatican and all religious institutions should be to strengthen our Christian witness and presence in the Middle East, and that could be one of bringing also the Muslims in and not out of it. And that's why I think that the visit of the Holy Father to Lebanon could be a wonderful opportunity for reconciliation, for a better understanding, and for putting things on the right track concerning a culture of dialogue, a sound one that could bring people together and not divide them anymore. So, you know, the visit of His Holiness is a challenge. It is a challenge that it comes at a time where we are witnessing violence and somehow a conflict. And let's see how we can work towards a community or society that is against violence and has something to do with peace building among the people of different faith communities.